Christian News Bulletin. Eternity News reports that 60 years ago, gynecologist Catherine Hamlin left Sydney and travelled to Ethiopia with her husband, Reg. They were supposed to be there for 3 years. It became a lifetime of service. Last week, the Addis Ababa Fistula Hospital celebrated the legacy of the Hamlins and their pioneering commitment to Ethiopian women in working to eradicate obstetric fistulas. Dr. Catherine Hamlin, now 95, still works in the hospital she founded with her husband Reg, who died in 1993. The Catherine Hamlin Fistula Foundation estimates that 60,000 women have been treated and cured of their fistula injuries thanks to her work and that of her surgical team. Catherine Hamlin comes from a Christian mission-focused family. More and more people in Brazil, particularly the poor, are being drawn to evangelical churches because they receive the help that the government could not give them. According to a report from the Gospel Herald, one evangelical leader, Pastor Antonio, says government doesn't help, so God is a welcome option for the poor. Evangelical churches are reaching out to the slums, providing services in education, healthcare, sanitation, and economic development. People are coming to faith in Christ as they see the church helping with social issues. Christian Today reports that the Bible Society New Zealand has given 5,000 specially designed Bibles to the chaplaincy service of the New Zealand Defence Force. For the first time, the Bibles were individually tailored to members of the Air Force, Navy, and Army.